It was recently announced that the late rapper Mac Miller's death a few months ago was due to an overdose of the opioid fentanyl. I'll admit, I'd never heard of him before his death, didn't know about his hitting number one in the charts or his relationship with Ariana Grande. But to be fair, he was only 26. Since musicians are role models and trendsetters, I think it's important to talk about how opioid abuse has been killing our musical heroes. Let's separate opioid use from any romantic ideas about using drugs for musical inspiration or being cool. Recent victims were just musicians trying to manage pain so that they could get through a gig. Prince, Tom Petty, Wilco guitarist Jay Bennett all fell into using fentanyl to manage hip pain. There are victims from every generation and genre. And let's not imagine that these drugs come from the culture of the artistic bohemian. Opioids are being supplied by pharmacies, and here's where a lot of people fall through the cracks. The bassist for Slipknot was prescribed opioids even though he was a known addict. Soundgarden's Chris Cornell got them despite his suicidal depression. And let's drop the fallacy that prescription drugs are less dangerous than street drugs. Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin. Similar drugs killed Elvis and Michael Jackson. Awareness of the problem seems to be important. There needs to be a better understanding by our cultural icons, as well as their doctors and fans, before we lose any more of them. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.